This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, if you want to check us out online, please do so. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and if you'd like to check out the 13 to 15 articles that are being posted, please do. Folks, we have contributors from preachers to attorneys to U.S. Constitutionalists to you name it, friends. They are a part of the culture war. They are in the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and they're winning the day because they're willing to fight. Remember, God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, and it's exactly what we're seeing over there. Now, with that said, friends, you can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the right side of the page. Go to the right side of the page and click on to YouTube, and you can join us on live chat. You can do the same thing with on or over at beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You can do the same thing. Click onto YouTube and go ahead and join us on live chat if you would. If you want to call us at any time during this next four segments of radio throughout the next hour, please do give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, we're going to be talking about, at the half-hour mark, the halfway mark of today's show, the irrational criminal, Attorney General Hakeem Muhammad, Keith X. Ellison. I'm not making this up. His Muslim name is Hakeem Muhammad. He's also used the name Keith X. Ellison, okay, or AKA, I'm sorry, Hakeem Hamad. Okay, this is craziness, but I'm going to play some audio for you, up and coming. Before we get to the main topic, what I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to pull up my friend John Guandolo, former FBI. He's a 1989 graduate, U.S. Naval Academy, commissioned as an officer in the United States Marines. He served as an infantry and reconnaissance officer, including combat in Desert Storm. Joined FBI in 1996. He served 5 years in Criminal Division. And after 9/11, he moved to Counterterrorism Division. Through investigations, came to understand the Islamic movement in the United States. And in 2006, created and implemented the first training program in the government on Muslim Brotherhood here in America, Doctrine Sharia. Also on jihadi networks and strategies to dismantle these networks. 2007, presented Defender of Homeland Award by Senator John Kyle and Joe Lieberman. He recruited out of FBI by DOD at end of 2008 and created Understanding the Threat to continue this work. So, friends, without further ado, let's pull up John Guandolo. And, John, I got to just tell you, thank you for the short notice in jumping on with me. I just think it's that important that we get you out there, my friend. Welcome to the show. And if you don't mind, I'm going to tee it up really quick, and then I'm just going to throw the questions at you because I only got you for two short segments. I received a phone call from my friend Dale Witherington. And he's down at the state capitol in Minnesota, and he called me up and he said, Bradley, he said, just got a download from John Guandolo. And I said, well, what's that? He said, well, it's just really important. I got together with him the next day, and I said, you know what? It is that important. And we're talking about the Muslim threat in the United States of America. Obviously, John, here in the state of Minnesota, we got Keith Ellison. We have Ilhan Omar. We also have Tim Walz, who's also helping this along. And, you know, even during the introduction, I would just ask you the first question, if you don't mind, just understanding the threat and how to dismantle networks concerning the Muslim Brotherhood and the United States of America today. How is it, let me ask you this, the first question, John, how is it that the government tolerates the Muslim Brotherhood within the United States government and the system throughout the United States, both from within and without government? Why is it tolerated?
Well, that is a great place to start, and thanks again for having me on board with you today. From the governmental standpoint, the answer to the question begins with the fact that the way that the Islamic movement and the communist movement, by the way, but even more so the Islamic movement in the United States operates, is they primarily operate in the non-violent realm. So they operate in a realm where they conduct influence operations, subversion. They come in and they portray themselves as helpful and friendly, and then they get put in charge of helping the DHS and the national security staffs put together strategies for foreign policies, for war fighting, for domestic counterterrorism strategies. And then the only question you have to ask yourself, since all of the advisors to the government we can identify as being part of the Muslim Brotherhood movement and all the components of the government, have things gotten better or worse since 9/11? And I have not met anybody that I've ever spoken to that would say, oh, no, it's getting much better. It's getting much worse, and everyone knows it. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say, well, right there, then at least that's a cause to fire all your Islamic advisors. And but the more important reason to fire them is because they're enemies of the United States. And they're advising us in ways that drive us to create warfighting strategies, policies and like foreign policies and domestic counterterrorism policies that actually benefit them and not the security of the states and the federal government. And that's really the answer, because the way they do it is they show up in suits and they're very nice, and leaders at the DHS and FBI take them out to lunch and they talk about their families and how great it is. And then they're like, no, no, you can't do this. You have to do this. This is the way to approach it. And here we are, you know, closing in on 20 years after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria because our generals didn't understand the threat because they were too busy listening to Islamic advisors and not actually doing their jobs. And we are where we are today inside the United States because FBI leaders are more interested in giving jihadis with suits the FBI Director's Award, like Mohammed Majid or Imam Yahya Hendi, or there's a whole list of Muslim Brotherhood leaders that have gotten awards from the FBI, instead of putting them in jail.
Yeah. John, I'm going to take a quick hard break. Folks, I got John Guandolo, former FBI. And, folks, we're going to continue this conversation for one more segment. We got him for a short amount of time. But I got a download from my friend that I need to get a download from John and give that download to you because it's that important, friends. Hold on with me. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Talking to former FBI John Guandolo, folks who came to understand the Islamic movement in the United States of America and then created and implemented the first training program in the government on Muslim Brotherhood, Sharia doctrine, jihadi networks, and then strategized to dismantle these networks. Now he's given us an understanding of the threat as to what's taking place. We haven't heard much about it lately, John, which is kind of interesting. Obviously, the distraction with coronavirus and the such. But I do want to go back to 2009 and just kind of put this to the forefront of the conversation really quick. I remember that CNN did a report back in 2009, and it was a fair report. It was actually a really good report. Anderson Cooper did this piece, and it was an expose on the Muslim Brotherhood in New York alone. And then Sean Hannity actually did one, and this was in 2009 too, and then they began to expose 35 different jihadi camps in America today. Why is it we haven't heard about these reports or these jihadi camps since 2009, John?
Well, first of all, understanding the threat's been writing about them and reporting about them, and to us right now, as you said, I know for some people, the Islamic network is not being nobody's paying attention. We're paying attention because while all this is going on and cities are being looted and burned and people are being killed and raped in the streets of America, working directly with the communist organizations, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, are the jihadi organizations, are the Muslim Brotherhood groups like Islamic Circle of North America, Islamic Society of North America, Hamas, doing business as the Council on American Islamic Relations, working directly with them at the local and national level. And by the way, at the international level as well, but we're talking about the United States right now. So they're not taking a break right now. As we have been saying for years, the communist movement in America is the hammer for the Islamic movement. And if you want a historical analogy, the communists are the brown shirts, and they're doing their work right now to push both movements along. But they're out front. The Islamic movement leaders have them out front, the communists, to create havoc and clear a path. But make no mistakes, the black shirts are the jihadis. And there's a day when they're going to take front and center. And when that happens, it's going to be significantly worse than it is right now. And while all this is going on, they are preparing for that. They're preparing at the national level as well as down to the local mosque level.
Okay. Yeah, we're seeing this coming from Jelani Hussein in the state of Minnesota here. CARE representative, man, they even go so far, John, as to put themselves in the victim position as they continue to perpetuate crimes against the very laws that they're trying to tear down. They're trying to tear down the U.S. Constitution through victim status and implement that, which is right in front of our faces, something called Sharia law. Can you do me a favor? Can you go ahead and expound just a little bit more on the tie between Black Lives Matters and how it ties into what the jihadis are doing in America today? I know that you just kind of surfaced that just a moment ago, but can you go in a little bit more concerning the in-depth matters to uncover them a little bit more as to who they are and what their operation is?
Sure. So I'm assuming your listeners understand that Black Lives Matter is a communist organization. It is in no way a civil rights organization or organization that's seeking quote-unquote justice. It's a communist organization, and like all communist organizations, they seek to follow the doctrine of communism. So I just want to put that on the table. We have, literally, we do hours of presentations to answer that question, but I could just give you a couple. 2015, the leader of the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood, who is also the leader of the foreign designated, you know, the designated terrorist organization, Hamas in the United States, Nihad Awad, speaking at a Muslim Brotherhood conference in 2015, who said, and this is prior to the 2016 election, obviously, saying Black Lives Matter is our matter.
Yep.
But their campaign is our campaign. And to me, while I could go through a whole bunch of nitpicky details, that's the smack in the face. Now, you've got, in New York City, for instance, the Al-Quds Day celebrations, which celebrates the retaking by the Muslims of Jerusalem. They celebrate that. And, you know, at their celebrations, they have Black Lives Matter speaking along with Hamas speakers. They're right there sharing the podium. So they're working together at that level, as well as what we saw in Minnesota was Black Lives Matter posters of different kinds, you know, pictures of George Floyd, some with words, some not. And in the corner of some of those posters, you can find the pictures online. There's the CARE logo. CARE printed, you know, and these are expensive. These are pre-printed huge posters that thousands of people had. And then there are with the CARE logo right there on them. So just from those few quick examples, we see that they're working together kind of at the ground level logistically and at the strategic level. The fact that the leader of the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood, Nihad Awad, would say that we're with them. Their thing is our thing. We're with them. And then what we're actually seeing at the ground level and across the United States is that the Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they're out front right now. They're more visible. Yep. For that exact reason. So nobody's paying attention to the jihadis, the suit-wearing jihadis, as they continue their work daily to advance their effort.
Okay. Tom Fitton, are you aware of Tom Fitton? Judicial Watch? Okay. Do you remember back in February, he reported the Trump administration is dedicating a lot more to radical Muslim groups than the Obama administration, which gave Islamist-linked organizations an average of $1.7 million annually. I'm curious to know, especially understanding that you're very well connected from the inside out, as to why Donald Trump and his administration would triple the funding to Muslim organizations in America. Why would he be giving and dumping tens of millions of dollars into these programs? I guess the best thing that would come to my aid right now with a question mark is this how you make America great again? Is it substantial? Is there question? Or is it not true?
Well, it's true. That what you just said about the increased funding
Okay.
There is an understanding. There's certainly John Kelly, for instance, had an understanding, some understanding of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he actually cut a grant that was going to go to one of the Muslim Brotherhood organizations, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, that was over $560,000 to our enemy. And he cut that. Now, a lot of these other things are going through, and let me say this. We don't do politics, but you can't do the work we do without talking about political figures, because a number of political figures are totally corrupted. Some are stupid, and they're helping out the bad guys. In my professional opinion, Donald Trump is a one-man army, and he is surrounded by people that are intentionally against him and by people that want to do the right thing, but they're grossly ignorant about not only the communist and jihadi movements in the United States, but how they operate, what their modus operandi is, and how they operate together. Now, let me give you a couple examples. I directly participated in identifying a jihadi who was inside Mr. Trump's camp during the transition before his inauguration. And we were able to get that guy punted. We actually got the message through Jeff Sessions to Mike Flynn, who walked the guy out of the building. And we were able to prevent another guy from making headway inside the administration. The guy who, one of the two key people vetting national security positions for the president, was a West Point graduate named John Gallagher, who had been the senior assistant to the CENTCOM commander, and he was well known as a civilian, former military civilian inside the Pentagon, inside the DOD. And he was the guy vetting positions. Well, he's a Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer. Huh. Here is a guy who was, the Institute for Global Engagement. He was their CEO, and that is a Muslim Brotherhood dominated organization.
Yeah.
And heavily influenced. So, now, if you ask Gallagher...
John, we got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, so my point is, if you wonder why people like Phil Haney and Steve Coughlin and Rich Higgins didn't get in on the first pass, that's it.
Okay.
And what we're doing at Understand the Threat is we're actually giving people tools to deal with this at the local level. Nobody else is doing that.
Amen. John, how do people get a hold of you?
UnderstandingTheThreat.com, and if you only do one thing, go there, sign up for the newsletter, and it plugs you into all the training, all the information. UnderstandingTheThreat.com.
I totally appreciate it, John. I know you got another interview to do. Thank you for your time, and God bless you and your efforts, my friend. I appreciate it very much. Folks, John Guandolo, former FBI, Understanding the Threat. Check him out online. Folks, they're keeping people abreast as to what's taking place right now in America. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Ohio now before leaving. President Trump was asked about a coronavirus vaccine, and the president says he's optimistic that one will be distributed by the 2020 election.
I'm optimistic that it'll be probably around that date. I believe we'll have the vaccine before the end of the year, certainly, but around that date.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tested positive for COVID-19. He was set to greet President Trump at the airport. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says there is a light at the end of the tunnel regarding coronavirus stimulus, but they just don't know quite how long that tunnel is. Pelosi believes people have to think big.
Think big, because this is a big challenge, and it will only get worse if we do not make the necessary investment.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Labor Department releasing new jobless numbers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Weekly jobless claims have been released by the feds. They're down for the first time in weeks. The Labor Department reporting just under 1.2 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that's a quarter million fewer than the week before.
California churches are continuing to cry foul over the fact that as of July 1st in California, churchgoers can't sing, but it's okay for hundreds of people to protest and chant. Arthur Hodges is a pastor in California. He reminds everyone.
The U.S. Constitution, in the First Amendment, the first of the First Amendment, the first of the Bill of Rights, is the free exercise of religion. And that is an inviolable right. Inviolable means there are no exceptions to this, no exceptions whatsoever. And so our constitutional rights are being violated.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Folks, I just want to put it into perspective really quick for you, okay? Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, what's going on? I want you to understand something. The bad guys are not in control, okay? Those 300 people that conservatives talk about that are ruling the world, they're not in control of anything. I just want to make clear. America, you're either as a country under the blessings of God or you're under the cursings of God, period. God is in control. You're either being blessed or you're being cursed. And when you go to Deuteronomy 28:63, it tells us right there, don't ever think for one moment that judgment doesn't include the bad guy. Nope, he goes with you when the ship goes down. He just doesn't realize it yet. So we're doing this to ourselves on so many fronts. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, 244 years later, by the way, America, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift of freedom out of gratitude to the sacrifice? Those that sacrifice themselves to give you the freedoms that you have, Jesus Christ on Calvary, bleeding it red as the propitiation of the sins of the world, or in the natural, friends, the fallen, that sacrifice themselves to give you the freedoms that you have. Folks, either you're under the blessings or you're under the curse. God is in control of all things. Just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, which he has, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. That's what's happening today. That's exactly what's happening today. And I get so sick and tired of hearing people that think they know what they're talking about, how the bad guy's in control and how the bad guy is having his way. No, he is not. He is being used for the purpose that God determines when it comes to the end of his purpose. Okay, so let's get to that point. But we still need to preach the gospel, the good news. And it's always good news, and there's life more abundantly to those that are in Christ. And they always overcome because they're made conquerors to overcome by the faith of the Son of God who loved them and gave himself for them. Hebrews 12:2, just for the record. Okay? If you're succumbing, it's because of what you're feeding on. If you're overcoming, it's because you're feeding on the bread of life. Period. Okay? People love to magnify all the things that are going wrong. The answer is found right in your heart, before you and God. He gives us the ability and the power to overcome, so that you might understand that, again, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But that's up to you. Acts 20, verse 21. Matthew 3, 2. Matthew 4, 17. Acts 2, 38. Let's get over to what John Guandolo, a former FBI, was just talking about. Another topic, another branch on the tree, concerning the irrational criminal attorney general. This is his name, friends. This is how he assigned his name to certain documentations. He's using different AKAs, also known as, right, Keith Maurice Ellison, that's one, Keith X. Ellison, that's one, or AKA Hakeem Muhammad. Whoa. Hey, folks, imagine with me, if you will, Attorney General Keith Maurice Ellison, elected by a people in the great state of Minnesota, who associates with the Nation of Islam leader, Louis Farrakhan, gang leader, Sharif Willis, domestic terrorist and cop killer, Asada Shakur. Okay? Attorney General Keith X. Ellison desires to bring into Minnesota 300% more Muslims from the Middle East. Assimilators are permitted, by the way. We welcome you. And this without constitution and delegated authority from we the people. And by the way, many of these desire to implement foreign law like that of Keith Ellison, namely Sharia law in the United States, to his own demise at the end of the day as well. Okay? Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Hakeem Muhammad was even accused, this is Keith Ellison's other name, was accused by his ex-girlfriend, Karen Monahan, of physically abusing her, even going so far as to drag her off a bed while screaming profanities. I want you to listen to Mrs. Karen Monahan real quick as I tee this up. Check this out.
He met with me at a coffee shop closer to my place that evening before he ran for AG. The conversation went straight to, hey, you know, I noticed that you've been tweeting a lot, you know, and about, you know, abuse and the Me Too and, you know, over months talking about, you know, your own personal, you know, talking about, you know, your own same personal stuff about, you know, you. And, you know, I'm just wondering, are you going to keep tweeting about this? He goes, I don't want to have to look over my shoulder all the time wondering when you're going to tweet something and, you know, say it's me.
This is what Keith Ellison is saying to you.
Yes. At this point in time, I'm grounded and I know who I am. I have healed for a year and a half. I looked straight at him. I said, I never ruined your career. I didn't choose to do the things you did. I didn't choose for you to drag me off the bed, call me a tell me you hate me. I didn't choose that.
Why speak out now?
I followed my gut. The gut that I kept trying to push down for a year and a half.
You know, this all reminds me of really quick. It reminds me of Barack Hussein Obama after his 57-state tour as a senator, right before he became the president of the United States of America, and how the American people laughed at him, and yet he became the president. And then once he became the president, which he had no constitutional authority doing so, if you look at the Constitution, friends, it's illegal for him to be the president because he's not natural born, just for the record. It was interesting how the American people laughed at him. There's only 50 states in our union. He said 57 states. Only to find out after 8 years and 1,163 transgressions that he was allowed to commit against we the people in transgressing the laws that he promised to uphold, the joke was on you. This audio of Karen Monahan was taken before he became the attorney general. We know there's major voter fraud going on in Minnesota. There's lawsuits going on right now. We know it. There's no way he got there. Same thing with Tim Walz. Same thing with Ilhan Omar. That one makes a little more sense than Keith Ellison. But the fact is when he jumped from the 5th District to the Attorney General, we knew that the fix was in. Okay? So what we're talking about right now is the irrational criminal Attorney General Hakeem Muhammad, Keith X. Ellison, okay? This guy, also a.k.a. Hakeem Muhammad, this is all Keith Maurice Ellison. Okay, I'm making a point now, line upon line, precept upon precept. Can the real Keith Ellison please stand up? Oh, friends, we can identify the real Keith Ellison by the fruits that he has produced, Matthew 7:16. Keith can attempt to hide behind whatever name that he so chooses to come up with next. But it won't hide him concerning who he is and what he has done. Now, knowing all of this, I have to ask, do you really believe that he was elected by any people in the state? Absolutely not. I just seen a lady post this morning, how do these people get into position? Namely, the positions that they're in government. What do? They turn around because they believe the system that lies to them day after day, 24-7, 365 days a year, concerning what the media has to say as to who won office. Not realizing there's major voter fraud going on. What was it, Joseph Stalin, that said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. There's your problem right there. Okay? Folks, he wasn't elected in by the people. Just want to make that clear, because I know people will say, how stupid are people in Minnesota that they would vote a guy like this into office? He wasn't voted in. We know it. By the way, Doug Wardlow, the guy that ran against him, knows it. If you look at the state of Minnesota, friends, it is red. Two pieces of blue, little pieces of blue. Okay? This isn't the voice of Minnesota. He doesn't represent Minnesota. He represents Islam. He represents corruption. He represents beating up his girlfriend. He represents breaking the law when he doesn't pay his fines, which were several concerning his parking tickets and his speeding tickets, because he believes, just like the American people that tolerate him believe, that he has some sort of congressional immunity to go ahead and do the things that he does. And yet America, when we talk about his name, Keith Maurice Ellison, and how he changed it, a.k.a. to Keith X. Ellison or Hakeem Muhammad, Americans think that this is some kind of a game. It's not a game. They're dangerous people. And you're on the board of life. If you don't deal with them and get them out of office, friends, you're going to understand that it's not a game, and you're going to understand the hard way that they're dangerous people. They're loose cannons, friends. Is what they are. They're lawless. Again, remember, Keith Ellison wants to bring in 300% more Muslims from the Middle East. He wants to implement Sharia law. It's what he's doing right now. I'm making a point, teeing it up for my next point. Friends, Americans, you need to understand, all across the country, when you see a Nancy Pelosi still in office, when you see these people that have been in office for decades in this country that go in there broke and they come out and they're millionaires and they're still there and they're aggrandizing wealth, they're accumulating wealth, friends, by selling you out. They're not there because the people voted them in. You need to come to the realization that they're there because the powers that are tolerated continuously put them in, and then they propagandize the American people to believe that the American people voted them in. No, they didn't. This is all across the boards. All across the boards. I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow. Did you hear about, well, you're being distracted through coronavirus? Did you see, friends, that 87 politicians are now being exposed for horrific crimes against children? Why is America under judgment? Because you don't deal with protecting your own kids, America. Side of the 60 million that have been aborted. Why is God judging this nation? Because it's his mercy. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Guess what, America? We're learning righteousness. And that lesson's going to become more powerful, and more powerful and impactive as the days go on. Mark my words. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty.
Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I mean, hey, friends, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go on to YouTube, join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or Before It's News. We're right on the front page there. Click onto YouTube, go to the right side, and you will find us on live chat. That's on beforeitsnews.com, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment. You know, I thought this would be important enough for the American people to understand the threat that's taking place. I mean, folks, 35 jihadi camps in America. We have a Keith Ellison as an attorney general. We have an Ilhan Omar. We have a Rashida Tlaib. We have the Muslim Brotherhood stacked in the DHS. We had them inside the president's office. You know, and I just got to say, in all fairness, friends, John talked about how there's a lot of stupid people around Donald Trump. Wait a second. Donald Trump is the one that signed off on tripling the funds to go to these Muslim Brotherhood organizations, okay? So I'm not going to sit there and play or pretend with others that might want to believe in deceiving themselves that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's doing, because, friends, when you look across the board and you look at the fruit on his tree, it's as corrupt as can be. And the man has a way of doing the exact opposite of what he says he's going to do, Isaiah 5:20. Need to get back to this point, friends. I'm teeing this up to make a point. Folks, Attorney General Keith Ellison, Keith X. Ellison, he called himself. Hakeem Muhammad, he called himself. I mean, he doesn't even know who he is. I mean, this is craziness. I mean, he's the accuser of the innocent, defender of the guilty, and he's attempting to equate hate to the law that exposes the crimes. How far has this gone? By the way, he's also a sympathizer with cop killers. And I named names at the beginning of this segment. Folks, knowing all the corruption around this son of Belial, and it's exactly what he is, read Deuteronomy 13:13, it should come as no surprise that Hakeem does not want the police to respond to them. That, listen carefully to me, friends, that now rape. Did you hear what I said? He doesn't want the police to respond to them that now rape. Wow. Wow. You heard me right. Hey, folks, you do know in Muslim nations that you need four witnesses, right? If a woman comes forward and says that she was raped, as a matter of fact, she can even be stoned to death, or they can just kill her for coming forward and basically calling out her accusers when it comes to rape. Just wanted to let you know as to what road this man's trying to bring this country down. Okay. He does not want the police, he doesn't want them to respond to them that now rape. Minnesota Attorney General, this is Alpha News in Minnesota here, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said on camera that police should not respond to women who dial 911 after being raped. My goodness, the seed that this man is sowing into his own life. And folks, not just into his own life, but our country as well. He said, if you're a woman who's been a victim of sexual assault and the assailant has ran away, wouldn't you rather talk to somebody who is trained in helping you deal with what you're dealing with as opposed to somebody whose main training is that they know how to use a firearm right? The purpose of government is to maintain order, to condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, to restrain men from transgressing the law, 1 John 3:4. What is this guy talking about? He calls himself the top cop in the state of Minnesota? Craziness. Wow. Ellison posted this question during a broadcast featuring himself and Congresswoman Karen Bass and Yamachi Alcindor. Okay, this is PBS's garbage, and the White House correspondence on July 17th. Ellison's assertion that some variety of social workers is his answer to them that rape, which only encourages the crime, by the way. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, right? Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Hey, go commit a crime, and we're going to have a social worker right there talking you through the issues. Forget about the victim. Let's take care of the criminals. Oh, folks, you've been drinking this Kool-Aid for years, decades in this country. There's more compassion shown, friends, for the criminals than there is the victims in this country. How upside down America has become. Read Isaiah 59. Okay? You do know that Jelani Hussein, who John Guandoli was talking about earlier, CARE Minnesota, we brought up his name for a moment, sits on the board of Tim Walz, the governor in the state of Minnesota, is the Council on Law Enforcement, Hamas terror tied, by the way. Okay, we have Ilhan Omar there. We have Keith Ellison. You know what they're trying to do, friends? They're trying to dismantle the police. Okay, that's what we've been told. These are the allegations. We know that Jeremiah Ellison just happens to be Keith Ellison's son, who sits on the Minneapolis City Council, who seeks to help in the disbandment, or at least to fund the Minneapolis Police Department, replacing it with a city department of community safety. They're trying to Europeanize American government, arbitrarily dealing with who they want to deal with, trying to make the righteous in this country enemies of the state. Just ask Jelani Hussein, just ask Keith Ellison, and just ask Tim Walz, because they're all doing it, friends. I mean, folks, the wall's going to fall on them. They just don't realize. They're playing a dangerous, dangerous game. I want you to listen to Keith Ellison say the words that I just read off for you so you can hear it straight from his mouth for yourself. Go ahead and play that sound.
If you're a woman who's been a victim of a sexual assault and the assailant has ran away, wouldn't you rather talk to somebody who is trained in helping you deal with what you're dealing with, as opposed to somebody whose main training is that they know how to use a firearm, right?
Folks, can you make this? He's supposed to be the top cop. Folks, this is embarrassing. This is encouraging criminals to do the things that they do. Hey, folks, let me take it to one extremity, someone that kills in this country. Deuteronomy 19:19, do unto them as they meant to do unto you according to law. It goes both ways. If someone was to kill someone, the Bible tells us a life for a life, an eye for an eye. right? A wound for a wound, a blow for a blow, a tooth for a tooth, so on and so forth. Now, I know that you've heard through individuals like Gandhi, who was completely way out in left field, when he said, if it's an eye for an eye, the whole world's going to be blind. No, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime, period, according to the Word of God. See, the fear of the Lord, God's commandments enforced by the church on this earth as it is in heaven, causes the enemies of righteousness to fear the consequence of committing crimes. These sons of Belial, which are sons of lawlessness, sons of iniquity, that's exactly what these people are. And I'm speaking of Hakeem Muhammad, Keith X. Ellison, the attorney general from the state of Minnesota, Keith Maurice Ellison, by the way, who was raised as a Christian, who turned traitor on Americans and is now committing the act of treason on a daily basis in the state of Minnesota with the full apathy and tolerance of the people in the state of Minnesota, just for the record. Okay, I don't care how much people say they hate him, because I hear it all the time. You know what? Action speaks a lot louder than words. And don't complain to me about what you tolerate. None of you. I don't have time for it. Okay? But do you not realize that what they used to do in this country is if you killed someone, you would be hung. It wouldn't take a year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. If the man was guilty of the crime, it would be within a matter of a couple days, if not the next day, that he would be hung publicly, putting the fear of God in the face of others and deterring the crime of murder. That's how you teach men the fear of God. When they steal, they're supposed to repay four times back. When they rape, you're supposed to put them to death. Okay? We're either going to follow the commandments of the Lord the way that our forefathers did in deterring crime, or we're going to listen to this son of Belial in encouraging crime. Again, listen to me carefully. Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt. The resolution concerning rapists has no compassion whatsoever or mercy for the one that's offended. It's all shown towards the offender. That encourages people to commit the crime. This is why young people are not afraid to go kill today. This is why people at large in America are not afraid to kill, especially in states that don't have the death penalty, because they know that there's going to be no consequence. What is this? What is this traitor? What is he's attacking law enforcement? What is Jelani Hussein doing? Attacking law enforcement. What is Keith Ellison's son doing? Attacking law enforcement. Do they not realize that they're aiding and abetting those that might even bring harm to themselves? And if you think that's crazy, why don't you just ask Madeline Murray O'Hare, who wanted God's moral law taken away? I wonder what she thought about before the man came in and killed her. I bet she wished Thou Shalt Not Kill was placed on that wall during that time. What do you think?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.